mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Scenes were something out of Dante's Inferno, and it's still ongoing. More than 10 miles of flame in downtown Kiev, the capital city of the Ukraine, the battleground between the Anglo-American New World Order and the collapsed former Soviet attempted world order. And you have the George Soros, CIA, globalist-funded groups, many of which have real beefs with the government, absolutely going wild, absolutely attacking and shooting police. They've stolen thousands of, quote, firearms from the military and police, calling for the country to join the EU. They're mad that the government a few months ago, and there was also a vote in their parliament, did not enter the EU. Listen, I don't want them to join Russia or the EU. How about we have sovereign countries again that aren't dominated by corrupt kleptocratic empires? The bottom line here is, just like the Syria civil war, it is the West quarterbacking and running this entire operation. And it is absolutely incredible. Under law, folks, when you start the preemptive war, you're the bad guy. A.K.A. Hitler, A.K.A. Mussolini, A.K.A. so many other examples that we know of historically, like Napoleon. The list goes on and on. The British Redcoats coming to confiscate the guns and shooting people. This is the real issue that we're dealing with. And it is so frustrating to see neocon organizations and the so-called left in this country as well, calling them freedom fighters, ladies and gentlemen, when in most cities in the U.S., if you peacefully go out and demonstrate, you'll get arrested or beat up, and that's all wonderful. But when these people are throwing Molotov cocktails on police that have been very restrained in the last month of this and shooting them, and then the police fire back, and by the way, it's an elected government that's not even pro-Russia, I should add, but did not join the EU to be absolutely imploded. And now the EU is calling for sanctions on Ukraine, just like they did on Serbia, to then further depress it and break it up and break the country into multiple pieces. This is incredible balkanization. The European Union told that they're going to hold emergency meetings of foreign ministers as leaders warned sanctions are likely following the latest clashes. That's right. Just like there'd be sanctions in Egypt if they didn't let the Muslim Brotherhood take over and then start crucifying them Christians and blowing up their churches. And again, it's not that I back the military junta in Egypt. It's a lot better than Al-Qaeda. And again, why is our government involved? Why are they backing it? Why do they start the war in Libya, start the war in Syria, and put people conservatively more than 10 times worse in, who then destabilize the whole region, pour out of Syria now into Iraq, retook Fallujah, and are killing the Iraqi military and the U.S. advisors? I mean, this is a policy of chaos, and George Soros and Brzezinski Brzezinski and all these anti-Russian types are right at the middle of it, folks, starting wars on the steppes of Russia, just like Napoleon and Hitler, and it is wrong, 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 wrong. And the British Empire has been trying to bring down Russia for 300 years. They've been allied with them back and forth, World War I, you name it, but this is a total double cross. In 1917, putting the Bolsheviks in. We should apologize to the Russians. Do you know where the commies came from? Our government, look it up, 50,000 brigade level, multi-brigade, how many brigades is 50,000? That's a whole bunch. It's like 10 of them. Sent out of New York, communist, paramilitary, money out of London to overthrow Moscow, folks, and then kill tens of millions of people. Our criminal elite did that. They created the stinking cesspit that is Russia.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Wave feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployment without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
All over the world, governments are falling. All over the planet, populations are rising up and burning down large parts of their cities, burning down government buildings, and then killing ethnic minorities as soon as the government's been removed. And in every case, whether it was Libya, or Tunisia, or Egypt, or Syria, or what we're seeing unfold in other parts of the world, it is the globalist, it is the Ford Foundation, Google, and others who later brag, and it comes out that they are the ones who are out there funding the organizations to start the rioting to begin with. And the big think tanks admit in the last few years, and we've covered it here on air, and even traveled to England to cover it at the very same hotel where Google met secretly with MI6 and others to plan the Arab Spring. The banksters are devaluing currencies worldwide. That only hurts you if you live in America or live in, say, England. But if you live in a place like Egypt and 55% of your disposable income that might be $600, $700 a year is food, and food prices double, what happens if 55% of your money in 2010 in Egypt. You can look up the numbers. This is one example. You're spending 55% of your money on food, and then suddenly over the next few years it doubles. Do the math. That's 110% of your money. You begin to starve, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the Egyptians. They're very skinny now. They weren't just a few years ago. They are starving. The globalists have actuaries on record. They know with these computer programs, wargamed on record. They know when you're going to order at Amazon before you order it and already ship it, okay? Been telling you about this for a long time. Now it's mainstream news. Not because I'm smart. It's been in all the MIT papers for decades. But that was their holy grail, that they've attained it in the last decade. And now they can game everything. They know how to manipulate oil prices, food prices, you name it, to make a country blow up, and they know when it's going to blow up, so they show up a month before it's going to blow up, and they know how it's going to blow up with a pro-liberty, egalitarian awakening movement in Egypt that is going to put down the Muslim Brotherhood and even put down the government control and create a golden age in Egypt. There was a lot of stuff lining up for that with a lot of youth that had, you know, gotten into freedom and things. And the system said, we're not going to let that happen, just like they did in 53 in Iran when pro-America Mossadegh was in there. They put in the radical jihadis to overthrow it. Then they double-crossed them and put the Shah in. Just like they put Al-Qaeda into Libya because they were helping Africa. Libya was building up all of Africa like a real IMF would do. And working with the West, and Gaddafi bought into all of it, was meeting with all the European presidents and had apologized for stuff and invested most of his money with big U.S. banks. They set him up, folks. He opened up everything, built big hotels, was giving money to all of Africa. He'd live in a tent. I'm not romanticizing Muammar Gaddafi, but compared to our leaders, you know, he's the real deal. Self-made, ladies and gentlemen. And actually spent 99% of the dictator wealth on the people. Not allowed, ladies and gentlemen. Not allowed. They put Al-Qaeda in there. They put burqas back on the women's heads. And they killed all the minority Muslims and the blacks in the country. On record, 40,000 blacks lined up and shot or chopped up with machetes by the Al-Qaeda people out of Saudi Arabia who are extremely anti-black. That's why I never get why a lot of blacks are big Wahhabists and follow that particular part of Islam in those groups, because, man, I've read their writings on black people. It makes the Ku Klux Klan sound pro-black. You ought to go read it yourself if you want to. I'm not going to repeat it on air. I guess I'm racist. I'm not. I don't want to kill the black people. But anyways, the whole point here, ladies and gentlemen, is that that's what's going on in Kiev right now. And I saw on Fox News last night with Shepard Smith, when I got off the show in the afternoon, I knew there was fires going on for weeks, this river of flame. We found one from the air, but that's small. It was at nighttime. And it went for 10 miles with the buildings, the skyscrapers, and just went on and on. Hundreds of feet of flame going for miles like a Dante's Inferno. We're trying to find it. The crew's doing a great job. We're digging around for it. And we can just go TiVo, Shepard Smith's show from yesterday. They had it up on that big jumbotron, and it was incredible where he was pointing it all out. And they're calling them protesters and freedom fighters in our news. And ladies and gentlemen, these people are shooting the police preemptively. They've been given weapons, obviously. And I'm a pro-Second Amendment guy. If they were overthrowing a communist government, I'd say hooray, hooray. If they were overthrowing an unelected government, I'd say good for you. They're not. It's an elected government that didn't vote to join the EU a month ago, and all hell broke loose. And the EU on record is to come in, take over your country, hand over all the infrastructure, and bankrupt it on record. I mean, who wants to join the EU? That's like joining a sinking ship. But it's all about taking down Russia. People go, well, good, we need to take down Russia. Folks, the globalists are taking us down with Agenda 21, our farms, our ranches, our businesses, our power plants. We don't want to be part of the criminal elements of Wall Street and the Bank of England and others that are wrecking all these different countries. This is very evil. This is economic warfare. And believe me, folks, if the police in this country are ordered to go out and confiscate guns, civil war like this times, let's not exaggerate, we're a lot bigger country, a lot bigger population. Let me be conservative. civil war of this, I'd say 50 times this. Because, by the way, people aren't just going to start burning trash cans and stuff. Patriots, libertarians, conservatives don't ever protest, you notice. Because when they do, they protest like 1776. And it's not going to be pretty. And the globalists actually want to maneuver this. And this is what I want to explain to you today. What we're seeing in Kiev and what we see going on there, what we see happening there, is a microcosm of how the globalists operate. They don't usually invade your country. They don't usually come in with an overwhelming force openly. The Bushes did that, and that was against main globalist policy, but the establishment let them do it as a test. They do it by fomenting opposition and overthrow groups and balkanization and destabilization programs. Then they take over that country and use it the next phase to exploit to the next country, try to infiltrate and overthrow it. That's how the globalists operate, through subversion. It's on record. And they have already created in the last 60 years through the different foundations, the Carnegie, the Ford Foundation, mainly on that case, teaching that the Southwest belongs to Mexico, teaching that whites are inherently racist in all the high schools, all the colleges. I went to college. I went to high school. I was taught that in Dallas. I was taught that in Austin in high school. I was taught that at community college, and so I didn't go to Maine College. Every class, it could be math, it could be U.S. history, it could be psychology. I was taking a bunch of courses to see what I liked. It was white people are bad, America's bad, the Southwest belongs to Mexico, and we're going to have a communist takeover, and we're going to take the guns, and all of you white people should be ashamed of yourselves. This was all coming out of white people's mouths. And when I wrote papers against it, they would give me F's, and I would write misspelled as a test, screwed up ones, worshiping communism and stuff as a sick joke. I did it a few times. They'd give me A pluses and invite me for coffee afterwards. And I said, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm going to go do an Access TV show. The only place I can get on air, I'm going to fight these people. And now you see the universities. You see it everywhere. I mean, it is just incredible what is going on, so that they can then have the riots start up whenever they want in this country. You don't just think they're going to come for the guns and then leave it at that and have a civil war over that. No, no, no. They're going to stage some race stuff and get the Southwest burning. And then it'll be, oh, there'll be sanctions on the U.S. if they don't let this become its own autonomous zone, where they put us into a North American Union, what Obama's going to Mexico right now to do. And then they always then have a super union with the old groups, the old countries, broken up into small little groups within it. So globalism is the opposite of unity and the opposite of sovereignty. It's totally exploitive, totally predatory. And so you watch. Ukraine will be much worse in a year than it is now. If they would have gone under the EU, it would have been much worse for them. And this is what the government of the Ukraine now gets, because they didn't join the EU, the incredibly predatory EU. And when they voted a month ago, remember, to not join, I said, that's it, get ready for their cities to burn. On record, it's not hard. You don't join NATO, you don't join the EU, they're going to overthrow your country just like Serbia. In that case, they brought in radical Wahhabist Muslims out of Albania, had them blow up churches, shoot little kids on the street. The Serbs got mad, attacked them. I mean, I'm not taking sides for the Serbs, folks. I have no Slavic blood in me. I've never been to Serbia. I just studied real geopolitics and what actually happened under Bill Clinton. And they would have a guy with tuberculosis running into a food tent that had wire around it, and Time Magazine and Newsweek and all of them would show it, and CNN going, look at this starving man in a Serb concentration camp. It was all lies, folks. The Serbs in the UN's own numbers lost double to triple, depending on which war, in the 90s, and were always the ones being attacked. Just like when the Syrians fight back against the outside al-Qaeda invasion, oh, it's a horrible atrocity. And they brought in the al-Qaeda into the south, and they took a third of the country. Kosovo is a drug running route, and now they're still attacking up into the rest of the country. And this is how the globalists operate, and they bombed Belgrade and the rest of the country with depleted uranium. Why not give old Clinton 5 peace prizes for that? All because it was a sovereign country, and they broke it up, folks. After the fall of the Soviet Union, and you know, Tito Vendetta, a long time, all that whole place was getting along fine. The whole Balkans, where we get the term Balkanization, the whole Balkans was getting along until the West came in and did that, just like the Middle East. This is such an evil divide-and-conquer policy. It is so bad, and they're going to do it here in America.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
I try to study all the major countries in the world, and I do know quite a bit about Ukraine. Probably more than most of the so-called ambassadors Obama sends around. But that's not saying much. It's on record that most of the ambassadors don't even know where the countries are they're being sent to and brag about it and can't speak any of the language. And it is very insulting to the people that are having these ambassadors sent to them. Usually you send an ambassador who's an American citizen but had family there and a culture there if you want to get anything done. Like if, you know, the U.S. ambassador to England should generally be an Anglophile and have family in England and, you know, have some background there and know about British culture or U.K. Culture. And it's just an example. I mean, there's Obama's ambassador to Norway, knows nothing about Norway, and brags he knows nothing about Norway. But I know quite a bit about Ukraine. Really smart, great people. They've had it really hard in between Europe and those wars and in between the old czars and then the Russians under communism. But this is a new empire of the EU and the globalists teamed up with the Anglo-American establishment coming in to take over and privatize everything and absolutely just drag these people through the mud. And there's problems with the government. There's corruption. There's all the standard stuff. They've been putting new governments in every couple of years over there. This government's just trying to be neutral. And it looked like on a lot of fronts was trying to be nice to the Russians and nice to the EU and just trying to have trade and saying, we'll just be on our own. No, thank you. The EU looks like a bad deal. And, of course, they activated Soros. And, I mean, Soros is like herpes or something. I mean, he just is the gift that keeps on giving. Do I need to say anything more about what's happening in the Ukraine, but that George Soros is on record right in the middle of it? What an uncool person. And look at what they did back in 2008 with the neocons. It's the same agenda. Starting a war with Russia in South Ossetia and Abkhazia in northern Georgia. We almost had a nuclear war right there. And our media said Russia had attacked Georgia. They had national news say that I was a collaborator because I came out and said that we attacked the Russians. Later they had to admit that was the case. They ran a hoax, folks. They could start a war tomorrow with the Russian border territory. A demilitarized zone. They've got a bunch of those. And we'd have nuclear war and we'd always be told the Russians did it. That's how big these hoaxes are. That's how evil this government is. It's not our government, ladies and gentlemen. It is criminal elements that are playing all countries off against each other because they can consolidate power during chaos. Because while the Catholic and Orthodox people are lined up killing each other and attacking each other, being manipulated, in Ukraine, the globalists sit back and laugh. It's like here it'll be black or white versus Hispanic or North versus South or man versus woman or gay versus straight. Why don't we all just agree on Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process, private property, right to defense, and be like, I'm for freedom, and you are a statist. See, people need to be in gangs. They need to be in clubs. They need to be in tribes. They need to be in packs. That's how we are. But it should be, I'm part of the invention pack. I'm part of the trailblazer pack. I'm part of the honorable pack. You know, in real business that's still in this country, the word gets out, oh, that's an honorable law firm. That's an honorable CPA. That's an honorable florist. That's an honorable repair guy. That's an honorable good painter. And you know what? They can charge more, and they get the business, and anyone with a brain works with them. And then all the losers just feed on the unwashed masses that don't know what they're doing. The most valuable thing in this world is being honorable. And as Dr. Paul Greg Roberts has said many times, America in the last decade has lost its soft power. We've lost our soft power where people respected us so much that they would basically work with America, and that really helped our country. There's nothing wrong with having an empire of ideas, an empire of trade, an empire of goodwill, if it's consensual. Consensual collectivism is great, where we all agree on liberty, so we collectivize our will to make the world better. But it doesn't mean we collectivize and give up our will to join a collective. Oh, no, 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 no. See, collectivists are like the corporate Borg. And so as people that are individuals, we think, well, I won't work with anybody because I'm not a collectivist. That's not collectivism. That's teamwork, ladies and gentlemen. And the minute we figure out the difference between that and this robo-sapien humanoid garbage that is collectivism, this trendiness, this just accepting whatever the latest propaganda is, the minute we do that, is the minute we begin to turn the tide. Now, I got a bunch of other news to cover as well, and we've got a bunch of big guests coming up today, but I'd like to get your take on what's happening over in the Ukraine as well. Lennon LaRouche has been wanting to come on for weeks about this, and we finally got him on. He says it could turn into World War III. I agree. Joseph Farah should be coming on to talk about a host of issues, Obama becoming a dictator, and so much more. That of WorldNet Daily. That is all coming up today, but I've got some other comments on this as well. I mean,
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacteria, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Because governments are so oppressive and out of control in most cases, we see the images of citizens in Ukraine in the capital city battling and defeating police with Molotov cocktails. And it looks like 1776, but when you examine it a little bit closer, they are shooting the police first with firearms. They are raiding military caches of weapons. That's professionals, folks. The CIA, that is the criminal elements of it, controlled by the globalists and George Soros, are over there involved in this to take down the final piece up to the wall with Russia to start a new Cold War. When Russia is trying to reform and has been reaching out to us, that is illegitimate. That is fraudulent. Major universities have come out with studies just yesterday that the U.S. continues to drop in press freedom, just like Russia. But economically, Russia is going up in economic freedom while we're going down. Russia is becoming more free in many ways than we are. China is becoming more free in some ways than we are in major studies. Look them up. And it is extremely, extremely frustrating to see this going on. But there are a lot of factoids and learning events we can have within this larger event that are extremely informative to the larger world. It's an educational experience. A, this is how the globalists take down countries and put in new regimes, is they create global economic climates that make it very hard all over the world, especially in the, what you'd call the poor old world, like Ukraine. They're poor compared to us. It's rough. The people just know the government is in charge. Hey, the EU was going to make it better. They promised. The majority of Ukrainians don't want to join. We don't care. That's you Orthodox Christians that are pro-Russia in the east of Ukraine. We're going to burn down your churches. They are absolutely just playing people off against each other mindlessly. Mindlessly. And the globalists will play Muslim off against Catholic in another country and, you know, blow up their churches. The globalists don't care. They're going after everybody, and it's disgusting. So this is what they want to do in America with all this race politics and race division. And you wonder why there's all these mobs of young black people running around beating up whites everywhere and the media tries to cover it up. Because that's just the beginning of the fomenting so that we'll all fight with each other while the globalists rob us with Obamacare, rob us with the control of energy and gouging and the power plants, rob us with the dumbing down, rob us with the fines, the fees, the taxes, rob us with the NAFTA, the GATT, the TPP, all the new trade deals that are just specialized deals. But separately militarily, you've got a country that doesn't have a Second Amendment where it's all very hard to get a gun, basically a gun ban. And you've got the citizens with a little bit of training because, you know, the CIA guys and the $5 billion they've spent in the last year on record. Guys, pull up an article. $5 billion spent by, quote, U.S. foundations in Ukraine in the last 12 months. $5 billion spent in the last year and a couple months, I guess 14 months, since the beginning of 2012, to put in color revolution groups, honchoed by the usual suspect. He's going to get your guns and your free speech, too. I'll get you, your little dog, too. George Soros, the Nazi collaborator. Because he loves you and he's a democratizer. No, he wants that country to loot the daylights out of it, like they've done Greece and Spain and everywhere else. They want control of that government. They want control of those national bank accounts. They want control of the national assets. And they're going to then use that country to leverage it against all its neighbors. They're going to bring down the breadbasket of Europe right now. Ukraine, the biggest wheat producer in the whole region. Absolutely insane. Let me check it out right here. I'm going to pull it up right now. I'm going to go to the old NSA search engine, and I'm going to say $5 billion. We have it. Global Research, American Conquest by Subversion. Victoria Nuland admits Washington has spent $5 billion to subvert Ukraine. That's a quote. Print that for me, and they'll have great bibliography at the bottom. That's Global Research. After three visits to Ukraine in 5 weeks, Victoria Nuland from the State Department explains that the past 2 decades, it's last year, the United States has spent $5 billion to subvert Ukraine and assures her listeners that there are prominent businesses and government officials who support the U.S. project to tear Ukraine away from its historic relationship with Russia and into a U.S. sphere of influence via Europe. It's not a U.S. sphere. It's a banker sphere. And it just goes on. And that, she's given low numbers at that Exxon event she was at. It's $5 billion in the last 14, 15 months. But I'm digressing. Imagine the magnitude of that. That they're financing this. And imagine if we went out. Can you imagine if a million people took to D.C. and then started burning things all over the place and shooting police with firearms? They'd have helicopter gunships out killing thousands. They would probably nerve gas people. That's on record under the Sunshine Project. Got leaked documents in 2000 that the Marine Corps standing by in every region with helicopters in mothballs with nerve gas at the locations ready to be nozzled on to fly around and kill people. And they also have opiate bombs, which is basically heroin, where they fly over and spray that. But they say that kills more than 10% of people because you fall over and hit your head, you wreck your car, fire start. They say might as well just nerve gas people. You can, by the way, go read those. They were actually declassified, then the Marine Corps freaked out. They were reclassified. I had the head of the project on. He got so threatened, they shut the project down. But then the Marines couldn't get Google to take it off the Wayback Machine. That is Google, isn't it? Look up Sunshine Project helicopters, Austin, Texas, because that was where one of the plans came out. And the point is, they'd send out, you better have heavy-duty hazmat gear, folks, you want to do what they're doing in D.C. They're going to hit you with at least opiate knockout gas, a.k.a. Close Encounters of the Third Kind or whatever it is, where, you know, they knock out the whole town so they won't see the space aliens land. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, that is the plan. That is the plan, is to use helicopters on you. Now, we got a Congress with a 6% approval rating. Obama's openly a dictator. Obama's openly trying to train the military that gun owners and veterans are the main enemy. They're converting the whole system of the military-industrial complex and NORTHCOM over to go after the American people. It's high treason. And the American people really have the right, and I think the duty, until you realize that's what they want us to do, to actually do what the Ukrainians are doing everywhere the state governments don't sign on to the republic and announce the federal government's been hijacked and is illegitimate. But I don't want people to do that. But under the Declaration of Independence, you have a right and kind of a pig-headed duty to fight this. But see, I fight in the info war because, as the Pentagon says, 90% of war is psychological. So I'm talking right to the Pentagon. You really want to help bring America down with the foreign banks? You really want to be collaborators like Vichy French? No, you don't. Good. Do whatever you can to leak the tyranny, expose it. Don't go along with it. We're going to stop it. Just like you did with Syria, not backing al-Qaeda. Good job. We're going to stop this together. We can do this, folks. We don't want violence. We don't want them to be able to start a civil war where we kill the police and military, they kill us, then the multinationals come in later. As the peace force, after America not having power for a year in many areas, the public accepted the UN peace force. As Henry Kissinger said back in 2000, he said, Americans would never accept the UN occupation in the New World Order, but the big enough crisis, they would happily accept United Nations peacekeepers in Los Angeles. And pull the quote up. So that's the issue here. And this isn't rhetoric, what you're hearing. This is the real issue of what's unfolding. This is the real issue of what's happening and what's going on. And this is the same program they're going to use in us, just different permutations, different implementations of it. And we are just on the brink of the whole world getting more and more unstable, as the British Ministry of Defense put out in 2007 in their report. The London Guardian carried it. It's flash mobs and brain chips, a frightening view of the future from the British Ministry of Defense. That's the actual headline. I'm going to pull it up. Flash mobs and brain chips, a frightening view of the future. By the Ministry of Defense, I added British. Revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips, a grim vision of the future. I almost got it. London Guardian, did I get the year right? Yeah, 2007, April 8th. And then you can read the whole multi-hundred-page report when you link through on the PDF. And because this is what's being engineered, global economic shutdown, desperate populations, with the globalists there to finance revolutions before the real ones start, to then have the revolution then be dialed back in to even more globalist multinational control. Oh, you don't like how you're poor now in Ukraine? Let the EU come in. We'll make it better. EU comes in. A couple years later, they bankrupt even more. Let the EU openly appoint your presidents and leaders now. We'll fix it. The public goes along. suddenly the public doesn't. Oh my gosh, your neighbor declared war on you.
In recent decades, worldwide social change has experienced unprecedented historical acceleration, particularly because instant mass communications, such as radio, television, and the internet, cumulatively have been stimulating a universal awakening of mass political consciousness. The resulting widespread rise in worldwide populist activism is proving inimical to external domination of the kind that prevailed in the age of colonialism and imperialism. Persistent and highly motivated populist resistance of politically awakened and historically resentful peoples to external control has proven to be increasingly difficult to suppress as protracted guerrilla warfares in Vietnam, Algeria, or Afghanistan have amply demonstrated, and as the rising turmoil in both the Middle East and Southeast Asia are foreshadowing.
That's Zbigniew Brzezinski acting like all the things are happening, they're not behind it. So again, they know about the awakening, so they're going to hijack it before it happens. It's like Red Adair would detonate TNT, the famous oil well fighter, on top of the oil well with a bigger explosion to knock out the explosion. So that's how they describe it. They know when a country's about to melt down because they're manipulating the economics of it. They have the supercomputers on record. They go in with their revolution groups that are standing by to go, the answer is more government and more gun control and more open borders and more taxes. That'll make it great. Look, I'm trendy. They literally hire trendies and buy off local news reporters and people to be part of the movement, to act like they're against the government, to then get control. That group stays in a few years, gets paid off, acts like their opposition against the new revolution group, so they just create synthetic revolution. That's why the revolution can't be just a new revolution, a new group. It has to be an idea so that there's a manifesto, so that ours is the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution. It goes past religion, race. Hey, I want my private property. I want my due process. I want my privacy. I want my own children. I want to run my own life. As long as I don't hurt anybody else, I want to be free. And I don't want government taking my tax money and giving it to select groups to build monopolies. You just right there enshrined everything that is true liberalism, true veritas, true constitutionalism, called right-wing hardcore extremism today. The labels mean nothing, ladies and gentlemen. What we have is a criminal, kleptocratic, global cabal using high-tech Delphi techniques and other social engineering to manipulate the population. I only got this next segment, one more before LaRouche comes on. I want to hear from people, serious callers. Do you disagree with me on Ukraine? But, I mean, can you imagine if we were shooting police like that, what they would say? Notice these globalist-funded revolutions always burn some stuff, shoot some cops. A real revolution would be marked down where all the globalists live and then just have an idea, like V for Vendetta, where you all go one day and do something. It's an idea. You can't stop it. You can't find the cells. There are no cells. These aren't real revolutions. They don't want to teach real revolution. You know what our founders did once they started coming after us? Once they started sending out death warrants on patriots? They're death warrants on them. Two-way street. Oh, no, we're all taught, go shoot a cop. Just some random cop out there. That's how you have a revolution under George Soros. He's go, pop, shoot a cop in the head. And then, oh, it's a hero, all this other. That's how communists roll, folks. That's what this garbage is, and it's wrong. It's globalist funded from the bowels of hell, ladies and gentlemen. Know your enemy. Identify who's behind it. You want to talk about violence, and I don't want that to happen. I want to be in the info war, but I want to show the police who are getting these armored vehicles and all this preparing for war what will happen with a crowd, even of Soros morons, what they can do with Molotov cocktails and fire. The police roll in these armored vehicles and try to stop the protesters burning down buildings, and they all sit there. By the way, I mean, it's so cowardly. You've got the military there and the police. They've got a machine gun on top. They don't even open fire. They've been told not to. And they roll in to try to stop them setting fires, and they throw fire all over the armored vehicle, and it burns up and blows up, obviously cooking the police inside. I mean, listen, I'm rolling up, and I've got a heavy machine gun on the top of my armored vehicle. You're throwing Molotov cocktails at me? I'm going to open fire on you, period. And that's what I'm telling you. The police have been told, stand down, stand down, so all this can happen, because the government knew it was unpopular to join the EU. I told you this weeks ago, they're playing patty cake. They're involved in this, folks. They're encouraging this takeover. You watch. This is rotten, 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 rotten. But the point is that your armored vehicles aren't going to help you if there's a real civil war in this country. Of course, real revolutionaries aren't going to go after you when you're in your armored vehicle. In fact, real revolutionaries aren't going to go after the guys who are in the armored vehicles when they're at the bar. We're not going to go after you unless you come after us. We're going to go after your bosses. We're going to go after them where they live. And everybody knows that. All right? We're going to go after the people pulling the strings. We're not your enemy, police and military, and you know that. But the whole point is that they are trying to maneuver us in this situation, and we need to stop it. Here's the toll-free number. I want quick calls. Just your take on Ukraine, where you think it's going. It's obviously staged. It doesn't mean there aren't bad on both sides, but this is just bad news, folks. The globals are trying to overthrow any sovereign country they can, from Syria to Ukraine. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And our Congress voted last week to endorse all this and to call these people heroes and call for sanctions if the police fire back when fired upon. And, I mean, I'm sorry, folks. It's cowardly to shoot a cop who isn't shooting at you. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse99.com. People who have followed this plan at Reverse99.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch for free at reverse99.com. That's reverse99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to reverse99.com. Again, that's reverse99.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
They railed against the crowd.
Thanks to the Renegades. We're free today. I salute our founding fathers and those that fought with them and the women that supported them. And I salute everybody since then and before then who stood up for human liberty. Because without the Renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. You know, I don't want a French Revolution where you put in one group of criminals after another and things get even worse. I don't want to sign on to every globalist revolution that comes along because the Ukraine wouldn't sign on to the EU and be politically taken over. I image Saruman the Wizard talking to Gandalf, and he says, I tried to have you aid and join me willingly, but you have chosen the path of pain. And that's basically what they've done to the Ukraine, and it's totally lawless. It's totally illegal. It'd be like if the Russians were trying to get Mexico to break up and, you know, become an enemy of the U.S. or something. It is absolutely bad guy behavior. And it's not even our government. It's George Soros and the foundations that have already hijacked us. That's the thing. It's all done in our name. It is outrageous. And they will do the same garbage here, ladies and gentlemen. There's Kurt Nemo's article, Soros supported protesters turned violent in Ukraine. Protesters want country to integrate with European Union. That's right. Join with the big super state or we'll burn and shoot everyone. That's foreign sedition, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what the protesters are saying. We're going to burn everything if you don't join this political group from the outside. That's globalism. That's the New World Order. They come finance an idiot group, a minority of the people in Ukraine, to burn everything if people don't go along with this. It's outrageous. And our media calls them freedom fighters, just like they called the Serb rebels. The Muslims, heroes, and they called Al-Qaeda and Syria heroes. Top stage deaf man waving, having diabetic attack. Now, I see articles every day where somebody's passing out or having a diabetic attack or deaf or mentally retarded, and they beat him up or kill him. Bush-era diplomat says Ukraine situation a threat to U.S. national security. Outspoken neocon says activist shooting. Cops are friends of liberty. That's a quote. Justice group warns of Obama plan to put government monitors in newsrooms. Oh, it's already starting. Yeah, we're going to cover that. Does the trail of dead bankers lead somewhere? Yes, it does. And we're going to get into so much more. New Jersey police chief speaks out against town council corruption and gets relieved of duties. American Stasi police start staring us in the face. Very important article by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Let's go to one call, the more calls the next segment. We got Raptor Man calling from New York. We got Tom in Maryland, Judy, Habu, Julio, and others. Tom, thanks for calling in. You're a retired police officer. You want to comment on Ukraine? What do you think of what's happening?
Good afternoon. Thanks for your position on pointing out that we as police can also get caught up and be victims as well. I'm a retired cop. I also worked with the Netherlands National Police Force in the 90s for a period of time. And cops everywhere have a lot in common. I've not been to too many countries where you find a lot of differences. You have a few bad apples, but for the most part, police are citizens who are simply trying to do their job. It's a perfect segue, though. I wanted to point out, we're so fortunate right now in America that we have a judicial system that allows us to wage a real, quote-unquote, civil war on paper. And I think it would be great with your platform if you could have some focus on what we as individuals can do.
I'll tell you what, stay there, and then I want to get your take on Ukraine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, units. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.